Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The D and Davis Show on 670 The Score.
D and Davis. Dean Davis sitting in for Les Grobstein, Dallas Upper Texas at 312-644-6767. Taking you to 5 o'clock to Mullion Hall. But sitting in today, you're going to have Zach Sabeman, Tom Fair, and Ron Coomer starting at 5 a.m. as usual. So definitely sitting here discussing right now, switching to a little bit of NBA discussion as far as, one, the bubble in a hot spot like Orlando, Florida, but also the suggestion that there's a chance that the teams that are not going to be in the bubble in Florida that are left out are going to sit here and come to Chicago that we won't know just yet and finish out the remainder of the season. Basically get the TV, local TV money. How we feel about that here in Chicago as Bulls fans, we already know that there's been a drastic change, to say the least, when you're talking about the Bulls. My name is Kenneth Davis. My guy's name is?
Demond Spruill.
There's been a drastic change. You have Arturis Karnisovas, and you have Mark as the president of basketball relations, and Mark Easley as the GM. And we've known from a lot of pundits that one of the biggest things that it seems like ownership wanted was them to give Jim Boylan a chance. And it seemed like he wasn't going to perhaps get that opportunity because the Bulls weren't going to be able to play. They weren't going to be one of those teams that were out of the playoffs. And we know the four teams out west that were so close bunched up together and are Washington Wizards on the East Coast. They weren't going to be included in that. But now it seems like Jim Boylan has gotten a quick second chance. I think it's for the most important thing, and at least Karnisovas and Easley can say, listen, we did as you said, but we want our own coaching here. I think the biggest thing, though, is the fact that they get to see these players and they get to judge the talent here fresh with their eyes on it. You know what I'm saying? And then for it to figure out in the draft, in free agency, and even as far as after next season, how they need to go about constructing this team. So, I mean, again, these teams aren't playing for the same reasons. They're not playing for a title. I can say to a certain degree, the 22 teams in the bubble, I'm good enough with that, especially if I'm going to get baseball too. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, sports, you're coming back, but you're coming back too hard. Relax a little bit, right? It's a lot. How much time do I got? I got to watch the North Side team. I got to watch the South Side team. I got to watch the NBA, but then I got to watch the Bulls. It's like, whoa. But definitely, it's definitely going to be good for the new management to get their eyes on this team and to do what ownership wanted as far as giving Jim Boylan an opportunity to keep his job moving forward. D, what are your thoughts?
I wonder if this has anything to do with TV deals.
And that's what I said, the local market. The local you got to get, right? Because that's why they didn't go straight to the playoffs. I think it's 8. You got to get 70 games, I believe. 70-something odd games, I believe, or 70 games. But that's why the teams in the bubble in Orlando, the 22 teams, that's why they're playing. Of course, you kind of need a preseason anyway. But they're playing those games so that the teams can get all their local revenue as far as the TV money and stuff like that.
Well, obligations too, as far as like what's going on with their TV deals as well. Listen, I guess this is kind of a blessing in disguise once again for Jim Boylan. I mean, the basketball guys, boy, especially out there at the Advocate Center, they love them from Jim Boylan. He should have been gone a minute ago, but he keeps holding on. To your points, both of your points, I think they're valid and I think they're true. This gives the front office some time to at least, you know, let Jim Boylan finish out the season. They can kind of see what he's going to do. But on the side, I'm sure you're like, okay, so who are we going to hire? But that at least appeased Michael Reinsdorf and John Paxton to let Jim Boylan finish out the season, right? But as far as the players, now I'm sure they're going to be asking themselves, okay, do I want to do this? I've been off all this time. I want to know who are these players that was like begging to play these 8 stinky, funky games when nobody really even cared about. Who cares about these games, brother? I'm being serious right now. Who cares about these games? This way, going from the 815 text, you think I was mad? Why is that bum Jim Boylan still coach? Now, listen, I don't want to be that mean. I'll be mean to the games. I don't want to be mean to a person. But who's going to be watching these games, honestly? I mean, come on. The Bulls aren't going anywhere. Do they want the number 7 pick again that bad? They did just got like, you know what? You know what we need to do, y'all? We need to play these other 8 games so we can get that 7th seed. We got to lock it in because we the Chicago Bulls, and we got to get that 7th seed. What's the purpose of this?
Our goals for the season are to make the playoffs.
What is the purpose of this? Why? Just stay at home. Stay where you are. Quarantine. You see the streets is flowing with Rona. But you want to bring all these teams, all these people to Chicago. You just saw Lori Lightfoot tell everybody, stay their butts inside. We doing a good thing. She's going to already say, like, hey, listen, you come in, you got to stay in the house for 14 days anyway. Why even put yourself through that? That's all I want to know. Why would you want to do that? Dean Davis Show, sitting in for the grabber. Let's grab scene. 312-644-6767 is the number. You can text us or call. Let us know, what do you think about this potential second bubble here in Chicago? Do you want it in Chicago? Do you want all these people from across the country coming into Chicago? We were somewhere in the green. It seemed like we were fine. I don't want to bring in a whole bunch of people that I don't know what they've been up to and doing, what shenanigans they've been pulling in these other parts of the country. Do you want to see this, Ken?
Yeah, unfortunately. I just want to see Coby White. Like,
Love me some Coby too.
I just want to see Coby White. I want to see, you know what I'm saying? As far as like you look, as far as I see, John Morant has reported that he got his knee scoped, Memphis Grizzly point guard, but he's put on weight. He's put on muscle. We see Zion start to slim down some.
Man, lost 25 pounds, looking good.
So, with our young rookie, I kind of want to see, you know, what he's been doing. Every story you read about him, after games, prior to games, him and his brother, he's out there practicing, trying to refine his game. I'm with you, but we all know what this truly is about. This is about money. This is about getting into TV. Those other owners that were out, those 8 owners that were not going to be down there, are basically like, listen, I want my revenue too. This isn't fair to me.
Where is my money?
Correct. I want my revenue too. Like, if you can't sit there and have a league and a partnership, and you're going to allow these teams who played their way to here, most of the part except the 4 Western Conference teams, but played to this part, and you're not going to give me my bread. I want my bread. If you're going to do it, then we all should have an opportunity to do it. Now, you mentioned the fact that one, the bubble in Orlando at the Wide World of Sports campus at Walt Disney World, at least it's going to be a campus. Like, even with Florida becoming epicenter, basically, they're going to be able to, as best as possible, quarantine and keep those players separated from the rest of society. Now, here in Chicago, a vibrant city in the summertime.
Like, in the summertime, yeah.
You're talking about people who had, you know, hear about Chicago and how cold the winters are. But if you've never experienced a summer in Chicago, it's one of the greatest things that you could possibly do, or go experience, rather. So now you're going to bring those guys here. Listen, that's where you really get into a situation of, can you really isolate somebody? Because, look, and again, they're not even playing for an opportunity to win a title, right? They're just going through the rigmarole, basically.
We just want to play basketball.
Yeah, so, I mean, you would think, now you look at, like, LeBron James is in the twilight of his career, even though he is, it's crazy how well he's playing at 35. It's phenomenal, right, to say the least. of one of the greatest players to ever play basketball. So, yeah, he wants to get in there because he wants another ring. You know, just having three, he at least wants 4 to 5 rings to further validate his legacy. You know what I'm saying? But then you look at players, let's just say here in Chicago, by no means am I belittling these players, but like a Zach LaVine and you sitting there talking about with White, Coby White, that at least they're here in Chicago and they have experienced Chicago summers, but you're bringing players from around the country, as you mentioned, to be here, and people, man, are going to go out a little bit, to say the least. I don't know if you're going to have the same dedication as far as keeping yourself separated, because at the end of the rainbow, the pot of gold isn't a chance to win a title. It's just helping the ownership finish out and get the money, but also helping yourself, because that probably is going to help at the cap next season, since in all these sports that we enjoy, it seems like all those caps are going to be shrinking. And I mean, look at the Bears. When you think about how, you know, the Bears are closer to the cap or whatever, and you would hope, because usually every season a little bit of money bumps up the amount of cap space that you have. Now that's gone. It's going to shrink. And I mean, think about teams that are already at the line when it comes to being capped out, and now they're going to have to experience, and it's a good thing that you didn't go out last year and sign a bunch of free agents or whatever, because you wouldn't even understand how you're going to keep them. And still the threat, now, of course, since they're going to end up playing and they're not going to have the force majeure as far as ripping up the CBA, you still have a situation to where teams are going to have to deal with the fact that we're going to get the tax, the luxury tax, because we're over the cap, since the cap is probably shrinking in every league, and particularly the NBA moving forward.
That's the growth plate.
Oh, my God. I just don't get it. Dean Davis Show, sitting in for the Grobber. Let's Grobstein. 312-644-6767 is the number you can call us, or text us right there. I am Damon Sproul.
I'm Kenneth Davis.
Which I'm trying to figure out, you know, exactly. There doesn't seem to be an upside to this. It just doesn't. If you want to practice on your game, you are rich. I'm sure you have the access to a basketball court if you already don't have one built on your land, on your property. If you want to get crazy and wild and invite a few guys over to play some basketball, do that. You don't have to have a second bubble in Chicago to try to figure out what's going on with these other teams. Unless it's about the lottery and you put something spicy into the second bubble. Like, okay, whoever wins this tournament amongst you losers, get the number one pick. Unless it's something like that's enticing. As you said, Ken, it's about money. And I hate to see right now in these times, yes, sports is an outlet for most people. We have Creighton just called in earlier and said, like, man, I didn't think I was one of these guys in need of sports like this, but man, I need sports. If you need sports that bad, okay, that's a whole other discussion. But unless you have something that's like a caveat to bring people that really attract the viewer to watch, and I hate to see right now this kind of greed. People are losing jobs, people are losing lives, and you want to basically endanger other people to have a second bubble in Chicago to play some, in all honesty, meaningless basketball games. They're meaningless right now. We don't even know if the bubble in Walt Disney World would get popped. That's still a possibility that we could see something happen down in Orlando where the NBA season doesn't finish. We already said this before on tonight's show, filling in for the Grobber, Les Grobstein. We said it on our show, Dean Davis the Show and Dean Davis the Flip. Make sure you also subscribe to those podcasts. Simply search for Dean Davis Show. Find us everywhere podcasts are located. We've said it many a times. We don't even know if this season's going to happen, let alone, let's say, a couple of stars or even B-line stars get sick. He might not have an NBA season. Focus on what needs to be your attention. Pay attention to LeBron James. I love Coby White. Coby White don't need your attention right now. Pay attention to Giannis. Pay attention to Kawhi. Pay attention to LeBron James. Make sure those dudes, Ken and Mike, are healthy and good and ready to roll. We ain't got to worry about nobody else.
I disagree.
Oh, okay.
I think when you look at the fact that You have new management in Detroit and here in Chicago, and we've been opining for them to step outside of the organization and bring in a new set of eyes to judge the talent and also to reconstruct the scouting and get everything up to 2020 standards here in Chicago. I think it's beneficial. And you also remember this. Karnisovas and Easley, they couldn't even come to Chicago initially when they got those
jobs.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, all right? You're right.
So it's not like they've been in the facility. I'm sure they've been on Zoom meetings, so on and so forth, but they have not had the same opportunity to view the talent that's on their team. So, yes, it's a risk, and I will own it that there's a risk, but I think, and just in particular, the teams were that looked at as, you know what, let's sit here and try, and imagine when the Bulls really made that move, it's like, man, we'll sit here and try to see if we can sit here and get this new set of eyes in here to look at what we have, and instead of them having to wait until everything was okay in some type of a preseason or, you know, whatever summer practice they have, because, you know, in the past, John Paxson would complain, and perhaps rightfully so, when players necessarily weren't in Chicago enough and being around their teammates when it was working out. So I think it is a good thing for them to be able to see their talent, for them to be able to, and again, I think most of us believe, and it's not good to ever say, man, people are losing jobs. Most of us believe that probably Jim Boylan isn't their guy, so at least he's getting a quote-unquote fair shake. But really, for them to address the talent that they have, we don't know still with how the lottery has been unweighted as much as it was in the past. There's still a chance that perhaps they may end up with a higher pick than seven for, the fourth straight year. If they end up getting that, it would be where they got seven.
Yeah.
So it would be the fourth straight draft they ended up with the seven for overall pick. No, I think it's good. You know, I'm not even – and again, I mean, I know it's easy to be doom and gloom with what's going on right now. But, no, for teams that were that got ahead of the game when it came to, you know what, we're changing our direction, I think this benefits them rather than that they have to wait and management has to wait. Because I know I would want to have an opportunity right now to see what I have rather than to – from the distance to think I know what I have. And at least right now – and it also lets you know the grit, like – there's certain guys, there's certain dogs you want in the tunnel, I mean, in the pit with you, you know what I'm saying? And now you get to see, like, you know what? I like this player's character. This is a guy that we need around. He is beneficial to the culture that we want to have moving forward. So, yeah, D, I'm going to give you some pushback on that. I think that particularly for the Bulls and for the Detroit Pistons, this could benefit them moving forward in the next season, especially with we don't even know when next season is going to start. It seems like it's going to start in December. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's helpful. And again, yeah, do I really want to watch it? I want to see Coby White ball, but I want the guys that have come in here, because now we got to start judging Karnisovas and Easterly. So so to give them a fair shake on what's happening, because think about this as Bulls fans and how displeased we've been with management over the last 15, 20 years, basically, right? Mm-hmm. That it would be easy if things don't seem to start turning around culture-wise there, because I'm not – who knows what their record will be next season. But it would be unjust for us to truly judge them because they didn't really get to put their hands on these players. So now – and again, it's an abbreviated amount of time, so still it may not be fair to really judge them. But at least they've had time to know what they have when it comes to the coaches, not just Jim Boylan, that they may want to keep moving on with the next coach, but in particularly the players on this roster, and we're seeing the direction. Because look at somebody like Lauri Markkanen, right? You look at, do you want to extend him? Like, this is going to be on these guys' backs, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do you want to extend him? Do you think there's really something there? Was last year just an outlier due to the fact that he wasn't being coached the same and been put in the same offensive type of strategy and positions to where he can really get his game going? Was that more on him? Was that more on Jim Boylan? These are questions that I want the management to start to unravel. So I'm full go with them going ahead and doing this right now for the teams that made the changes that were necessary.
I'm worried about the guy's health on top of that. On top of also, I should say, with the games, me and Meanless, I'm also worried about their health. And coming up next, we're going to talk about the new report of how many NBA players have tested positive with coronas. There's a new total, all right? D and Davis Show, send in for Les Robstein. You listen to 670 Score.
He has a soul and a spirit, which I think is important.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Confidence ain't great, man. My confidence ain't great because you telling me you're going to have, you know, 22 teams full of players follow all the rules. Like, when we have 100% freedom, everybody don't follow all the rules. So, I mean, I don't have much confidence, but hopefully, you know, it'll be handled to a point where, like, we're not putting everybody at risk or in a dangerous position.
Well,
the D and Davis Show.
D and Davis back with you, filling in for Les Grobstein of Grobber right here on 670 Score. Give us a call, 312-644-6767. Give us a call or text us at that number, 312-644-6767. That was Damian Lillard of the Portland Trailblazers, Dame Dollars, I like to call them, saying, basically, man, I'm not trusting nobody in this bubble. You trying to tell me we can go out and do whatever we want to do? And we out here breaking rules. You think fools ain't going to be breaking rules again? Yeah, Dame, I feel you on that one, brother. It's going to be tough to try to keep everybody in line, everybody in check. I think this kind of goes back to my point, Ken, about baseball and about it being a sprint of a marathon. But one of the points was to make sure everybody stays healthy. This is the same thing, too, with the NBA. That team has to get together with, I mean, a huge amount of leadership. Like, listen, y'all can't be messing up. You can't be sneaking out. It's you can't impossible. Be going to try to rash Splash Mountain, although it ain't going to be around no more. No more little teacups. Don't try to do nothing that's going to stop us from winning this championship. Don't do anything. And that's what Dame Dollar, yeah, I'm calling him Dame Dollar. Dame Dollar is worried about. What Damian Lillard is worried about is, are people going to be conscious enough not to jeopardize the opportunity that they have? Now, again, that's just them. We're not even thinking about the people who work at Disney World that have to, because they're not living in the bubble. They going home and they coming back to work. Now I got to worry about, you know, saying somebody working there and I might come in contact and it could be something as, something quick. And boom, I might have a coronavirus. This, man, it's a lot of things to be worried about. I'm with you, Damon.
Dan Davis Show sitting in for Les Grobstein, taking you to 5 a.m., where Mully and Hall will have guest hosts Zach Zaidman, Tom Thayer, and Ron Coomer. Real quick, one, Dame Lillard, who is going to be on 2K21, he's going to get one of the covers. So was Zion Williamson and the late Kobe Bryant. Listen, I know Stephen A. Smith said it on First Take this week. I said it on Dan Davis, the show or the flip, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, you did.
I said that if you think millionaires are going to sit there and you're going to keep them cooped up for 3 months, that's going to be hard, especially the large majority, like, no, not the level, especially a subsegment of them. No, because some of them are maybe knuckleheads anyway, as Damian Lillard was referring to right there. Yep. And listen, it's a long time not to be with your loved one. It's a long time. And again, it may sound facetious, but we're talking about young people. Like, one thing you've noticed, a lot of the players that have just been in the league like a year or two, maybe even like 4 or 5 years from like Ja Morant. I know he was one of the first people to be like, man, I want a ball. From Aaron Gordon of the Orlando Magic was talking about like, yeah, I want to get back, but it's different for me because I'm not around older people and I don't have kids or family or anything. So it's different for each sets of players, but also that goes to their responsibilities. It also leads to what we're talking about, the bubble in Chicago for the teams that are not in the playoffs versus the bubble in Orlando. But still saying, like, at least in Orlando, is incentive because there's a chance to win the title. But some people don't care regardless. And some people are habitual line steppers. Yeah. But one thing I'm not sure, D, I'm not sure if the people that work down there are going to be outside of the bubble. I'm just saying, I don't know. Because it would kind of seem to go against the purpose of having a bubble if you're going to have people coming in and out of it regularly, especially when they talk about the players, because they say if the players do leave the bubble, when they come back, they have to be isolated for a certain amount of time. So I'm interested in as far as the employees, and then maybe they've given them some financial incentive to take that break away from their families. I mean, it'll be hard to think, because think about those people aren't making that type of money. And if you got kids, how do you go about that? So you could be right. I don't know. So I don't want us to just be incorrect just in case there is still a chance that you can still, if those people have to stay in the bubble or not stay in the bubble. But yeah, you're going to run into these, you're going to run into coronavirus getting into these places where we're trying to say, listen, we're doing our best to isolate these players from this, managers and team personnel from it. But it's going to get in there anyway because it's already been getting in there. I mean, it's just, look at the college kids, all right? Look at soccer. You know, like, think about the ML. Like, it's already been happening, and we can already see that there's nothing to stop this. You can try your best here in Chicago. And in Illinois, it did work because you had more people actually wearing masks. But we're talking about people running, laughing, jumping, and that's just when they're working. The concern that Dame was alluding to in that clip played by Mike Rankin, who's running the boards for us, was that outside of work, in their leisure moments, people doing stuff. And like one thing I mentioned to you and Ryan on Dan Davis' show was, dude, they got they got bribe money. All right, this to be full disclosure. We're talking about those people, those workers down there. They ain't gonna have. You look at people in jail with cell phones, all right, and all types of contraband, right? Just I'm saying, you see, like, man, he got a cell phone, right? Like, it's common, right, but you're talking about millionaires, and I mean, some of these guys are multiple millionaires, yeah, but you're talking about young cats who just got cash. Who, man, listen, they may have been somewhat enjoying their life right now because they haven't had anything to do, and now you're talking about, man, get back to the grind. It's like, and some of them don't probably even want to be there in the first place, but really don't want to lose out on that money because they're living check to check because they've just gotten used to getting that type of money. So putting that money to the side, everyone's not going to know, you know what, I don't know how long my career is. So you got guys burning through cash and enjoying their time, and they're going to put other people, and not just the players, team personnel, people that work at Walt Disney, people if they have a bubble here in Chicago, they're going to put other people at risk also.
Yeah. Dean Davis Show, sitting in for the Grobber. I'm DeMond Sproul.
I'm Kenneth Davis.
Just being reported right here, not just reported, but reported on ESPN.com. Nine more players tested positive coronavirus, bringing a total to 25. It says the NBA, the nine positive tests found between June 24th and June 29th brings the overall total to 25 out of a pool of 351 who has been tested since June 23rd. 16 players tested positive last week. The NBA also said 10 of 884 team staff members who were tested positive for coronavirus as well. So the number is going up. And I always say this, sports is a microcosm of society, right? You look outside right now and throughout the country, what do you see? The levels are going up. 9 times out of 10, it's going to happen within these sports leagues as well. The numbers are going to go up. So it's not just, now is at a total of 25. Hopefully the number stays low. Hopefully we don't see any more, but that's not being really realistic. Going to the text line from the 708. The NBA is dumb. There is no reason to have 22 teams just to expose Zion. If you a third seed or lower, a three seed or lower, there's less than 70% chance that you make it to the finals alone win. NBA should have just took 8 and done playoffs and protected the players.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, 18. That's common sense.
I think that would have been good, but it goes back to the points. That's a good text from the 708. But it goes back to the point of money. It goes back to the point they have to fulfill those television obligations. So you have to have a lot more of these games. And also, too, you know what? It'll be bogus if you're the number 5 seed in the East or 5 seed in the West. And it's like, man, we the 5th seed. Not saying that, you know, we have a great chance, but we ain't the 8th seed. We the 5th seed. We could put up a fight against somebody, you know. So it'll be bad. It'll be wrong to like knock off the 4th, 5th, and 6th seed because you never know what can happen in a tournament.
Look, even jumping on that text from the 708, I mean, to be honest with you, it's bad to do this in general. You know, even any team, anybody dying from this. And again, I know you may look at it as people die anyway, and man, that's callous. Because if you don't have to go, man, this time on this planet is fleeting. All
yes,
right,
it is.
It's a lot of people in the dirt that wish they was up top right now, man. Like, don't. It's hard. I know we waste a lot of time, man, but be cognizant of that. But listen, also, DeMar DeRozan from the San Antonio Spurs was talking about how with the handbook on how they're going to do the bubble, that he's concerned, and he's talking about, you know, like for instance, yeah, they're going to throw out the playing cards, and you know, as far as ping pong. But yeah, they don't say anything about us going through screens and whatnot. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you got to think like the contact that the players are going through. And one, that's just basketball. I mean, we don't even have to do football right now. Right. But still, and look, talking about younger people, Mike, I got a question for you. Being a young gent like yourself, how has it been and how have you gone about social distancing? And also going into work, like how has it been to you and what have been your concerns or have they been concerns as far as how you've been moving around since the shelter in place has taken place?
Yeah, first of all, we've been working at the station ever since the shutdown and 670 and everybody in the building have, especially on this floor, has done a really good job of making sure that we're in a safe environment. You know, they're providing the materials for us to, and we have to do it on our own, but we're obviously willing to do that just to, obviously maintain the sanitary conditions because we share a studio with several other board op producers. So it's important and the scores backed us up. And for me, you know, a guy in his 20s, it really frustrates me that other people my age are going out so willingly. And that's the problem right now is so willingly, you know, entering society as if not that nothing's going on, but, you know, they acknowledge that this is a serious thing, but then also disregard it. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know if it's like a selfish nature of us. It's like, hey, you know, they're taking away our summer. But for whatever reason, if they believe, and I'm talking about, you know, these younger generations, they believe that this doesn't affect them. It's pure ignorance because we've seen it across the board, how this virus affects people differently. And obviously the concern is for those immunocompromised and the elderly. But my God, figure it out. Figure it out. The only way we'll be able to lift this quarantine, because we're, let's face it, isolation's coming yet again. We know this.
I think so too, Mike.
These numbers are going to come up around our area, whether we, you know, we take these protocols seriously or not. And we have been here in Chicago. That's a great thing. And I appreciate you asking me an opinion, because I'm just like, I'm so frustrated. I'm so done with seeing my age group going out so willingly and contracting these viruses. And some say, yeah, it's just a cold, it's fine. Some have lingering issues. You pass it on to others. It's more than just you. Sorry for the winded answer, but it's
No, that's
you.
Good, it's, man.
Yeah, no. And Mike, and on the board, we have lucky enough to have Mike Rankin tonight. Mike, one thing too. So when you're talking to them about this, like, what are you, how are you discussing and breaking this down to them? How are they coming back? And is it just selfishness, or is it like you just mentioned? Listen, it's not gonna kill me. I'm young and I'm gonna do it, because I've always made the comment, it's a lot of nanas is gonna be dropping because y'all out here just doing whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? And just like you said, immune compromise. But so how, when you're talking to your friends or whoever, and they're like, man, I'm out here doing whatever. What do you tell them, and how do they react when you tell them that they need to straighten up and fly right?
Yeah, I just ask them, do you enjoy this period of time? Because you are enabling it. You are continuing it. Let's face it, until, well, realistically, if a vaccine at any point comes to pass, then we'll be in a lot better shape. But until these numbers seriously decline and people aren't contracting this virus, then we are going to have to take these protocols. You don't like wearing a mask? Well, get used to it if you're going to keep going out irresponsibly, because this is what's going to happen. You're going to congregate. You're going to have groups of 10, 15, 20 people. And people, you're going to get sick. You're going to contract it, whether you know it or not. You're going to get tested, or whether you test or not, you're going to have it, you know. And that's the biggest issue, too, is how do you know that you have it? Sometimes you're carrying something, and then you pass it along to somebody else. Your symptoms aren't severe, and they get it, you know, to a tenth degree. And we heard Tommy Hotovy as an example, which is heartbreaking and scary. People across the country are suffering from this disease in a plethora of different ways. And it's really frustrating. So to answer your question, when I hear them and I ask them, if you enjoy this quarantine space, keep doing what you're doing, because until these cases go down, nothing is going to get lifted.
Wise words right there from a young man, Michael Rankin. Hey, we're going to go ahead. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and into an interview from Mullion Hall with Brian Scalabrine. He's a Celtics analyst, also has his podcast going as well. This is the Dean Davis Show, sitting in for the Grobber, 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Mullion Hall. Mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Confidence ain't great. My confidence ain't great because you telling me you're going to have, you know, 22 teams full of players follow all the rules? Like, when we have 100% freedom, everybody don't follow all the rules. So, I mean, I don't have much confidence, but hopefully, you know, it'll be handled to a point where, like, we're not putting everybody at risk or in a dangerous position.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Damian Lillard. You got to love his honesty. And on the line is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine, co-host of Scal and Pals and All NBA Podcasts. Subscribe to Scal and Pals today wherever you get your favorite podcast. And Brian joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hey, Brian.
I'm doing well. You guys?
We're doing okay. You know, we're looking at the numbers like everyone else and just kind of raising an eyebrow. And boy, it's scary stuff. And if that wasn't enough, I read Sean Devaney, longtime guy. We've had him on the program. Good dude. He wrote for Forbes where he quoted a Dr. Tim Hewitt, who was an ACL expert out of Ohio, had been an NBA consultant. And he, Dr. Hewitt, predicted after the lockout that you could see 2, 3, 4 times the injury rate in the following season or seasons. And the NBA saw 11 players go down with serious knee ligament injuries, including Derrick Rose. Unfortunately, he was accurate in those predictions. And he said he sees the same type of issue coming up here after the play stoppage and guys, you know. And I've got to be honest with you, Brian, I was surprised that more players didn't have kind of places to work out. You know, it's great when you got guys with their own gym on the horse show, but the idea that Giannis, among others, doesn't have any way of working out in the off season if you're in lockdown, I guess no one imagined it could come. But I was surprised at the number of players that didn't have a hoop around them. And I hope that doesn't mean guys driving are going to suffer more tendon or ligament injuries.
Well, I wonder if it'll happen in this short amount of time. And it could. I get it. Like, I don't think you should go that long without playing basketball. But don't remember, just because NBA players said they're not out or they didn't put it on Instagram like they typically do, doesn't mean these guys are not finding gyms all over the place. I know for a fact there are players in that are getting access to gyms early in the morning, late at night. No one's around. They come in, they get their work, they get out. They're being safe and all that kind of stuff. But like NBA players, especially players gearing up to win a championship, like the Lakers, the Bucks, and you know, even like the Boston Celtics, Philadelphia 76ers, these guys are finding gyms to work out in.
Brian, given what's happened in the past week with the Nets and the Nuggets and, you know, two teams that are involved in the bubble and reporting to Orlando, what has it done to your confidence that this season will come off with, you know, as scheduled and that they will play basketball in Orlando?
I think that we'll play. I'm pretty confident that we'll play the 8 games. I'm actually confident that we'll get to the first round of the playoffs. I just don't know what the number is. What is the number in which Adam Silver pulls the plug on this thing? Is it 30? Is it 40? Is it 50? Whatever it is. Or is it no matter what, we need to plow through and push on? Remember, I think there's a little bit of pressure on Adam Silver. When he shut down that game in Oklahoma City where the guy ran on the court and it's like, next thing you know, the NBA is postponed, the world sort of followed. The United States followed. The U.S. is opening up, and Adam Silver now is trying to make this thing happen. It's just a decision that I'm not sure what the NBA is going to do about it. Is it, no matter what, we have to make sure that the players don't get the coronavirus? Or is it, hey, guys, we got to figure out a way to live with this and plow through this, because eventually this is going to be a part of our world. I'm not sure what's the internal conversations happening with the NBA, but I think we'll get the answers as this thing goes. And the idea that creating a bubble is going to prevent every player from getting it, that's where I think that the NBA is wrong. I don't think this thing is controllable. I do think it will seep into the bubble, not as much as it would be if they were out and about just living their normal life. But I do believe that some players inside the bubble will get in, and it'll be interesting how fast it spreads.
You know, given the nature of the sport, Brian, do you think that it might be the players that get it as opposed to the number of players who get it? Do you know what I mean? If you think of some of the stars going down, I don't know that those teams can win championships any longer, and maybe that ends up being a deciding factor.
Sure. I do think when people ask about the asterisk question, hey, is there an asterisk on this championship? If no one gets the coronavirus, then I don't think there's an asterisk on this championship. I think this championship's going to be tough. But I'm going to lay out a scenario for you. You know, the Bucks are playing Toronto. It's the Eastern Conference Finals, and the Bucks are up 3-1. And next thing you know, Giannis goes down. He's out for 14 days. There's not an asterisk on that win right there. Now, it's one thing like for a guy to get injured. Like, you know, we saw Kevin Durant last year with the Achilles tendon. I believe that there's a wear and tear in the NBA, and it's all part of it. Like, accidents aren't freak accidents. A lot of times there's a reason for that, and it could be, you know, the toll it's taken on your body. But the coronavirus is something that's so different. You guys watched The Last Dance. You saw what Michael Jordan did at Utah with the flu game. He just plowed through it. There's no plowing through this. And what's even more strange is a player could play and be asymptomatic and not even know he has it, yet it's such a huge virus disease and something where you're going to have people pulled out for 2 weeks when they actually have no symptoms. So it's nothing like mental toughness where you can just push through. It just doesn't work like that. So if one of the major stars, and I agree with you with your question, one of the main stars comes up with it, LeBron, Giannis, you know, even Embiid or Ben Simmons or Kemba Walker or you know, Kawhi Leonard, any of these guys, if they get it, I think I'm going to have to put an asterisk on this championship because I want to see the stars out there.
Brian, ESPN is reporting that to finish the season over 3 months is going to cost $150 million for the bubble concept, and this on top of projected losses of more than $1 billion in revenue because of the coronavirus. And I just wonder, is there a growing segment of the NBA world or population? How big is the segment of that world that feels like, is this worth it? Because that is a lot of money for something that may not even be able to, as we've discussed, see it through and to its completion.
Yeah, but there's a lot of money in TV as well. Like every time these guys play a game, ESPN, ABC, they have advertising dollars. And if it does go all the way to the end, there's a lot of money to be made as well. So I know it's one thing. I understand it does seem like a lot of money, but it wouldn't be free if we were normally living our life and players were traveling all over the place and staying in hotels and everything like that. So there is a cost to playing games. I actually think the cost might be less without the airplane travel. Like those private jets, you know, $50,000 an hour, and for a playoff series, you know, flying around, it does add up. So that's a big number to say, wow, that's amazing. I can't believe how much this is. But like I said, if nothing went wrong and we just continued our season, that number would also be a pretty substantial amount when you think about, you know, the playoffs and what all that stuff costs. But the NBA, it's more important for them to do this for many reasons. One, they really want to try to push the season off next year so they can get to a point where you can have 20,000 people in an arena. And the only way to do that was to try something like this. You can't stop the season in March and then pick up the season sometime in January, hopefully thinking that there's a vaccine where now we can have fans again. I know the NBA for certain wants fans in the building for game one. Now, it might not happen, but their goal is to play as many games with fans as possible. And if you look at this scenario, if they cancel the season, can you see 20,000 people going to an arena on November 1st for opening day in the NBA? I just don't see it.
This is a very minute and silly question, but I nonetheless am going after it because it really annoyed me. According to Bobby Marks, the NBA front office insider for ESPN, he said that the league is going to now do some proration with their bookkeeping because of the stoppage with coronavirus. So a guy like Chris Dunn, who is on the Bulls, He was facing a qualifying offer of $4.6 million after getting injured and not starting any longer. And, you know, frankly, the team probably would have pulled the plug on starting him because they're not going anywhere and they wouldn't want to pay more than 4.6. Maybe that's still a decision for them. But now it's prorated to $7.1 million because of the coronavirus stoppage. Now I think they don't bring the player back. And it just seems like that could cost him in his career, as opposed to them kind of just understanding he was hurt and maybe the team had a decision. I'm not saying any of this is fair, but when you make kind of general rules like that, don't they affect you maybe in negative ways?
Sure, a lot. And when you – a scenario like that, the reason they're making a rule like this is not necessarily for Chris Dunn, but it might be for – 30 other players and how this whole thing works. It's a nightmare. It's a logistical nightmare when you stop a season in the middle. It's a logistical nightmare. It's a logistical nightmare what Daryl Morey did at the beginning of the season. And you're talking about, maybe close to $1 billion or $2 billion not coming in from China. The NBA operates in a certain way where everyone assumes that they're going to get paid a certain amount. 51% goes to the players and all these other things. But when you add a scenario like this and all the money just stops, you can't continue to pay guys a certain amount and different things have to happen. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, and it'll be really interesting what happens to all the free agents next year because the cap might drop $8, $9, $10 million, which means not that it's like, so what's the difference between 118 and 109? It's just that teams don't have any space to sign guys. People count on the cap continuing to climb. And this thing is, if you were a free agent and you were gearing up for next year and you were thinking this is going to be my big payday, you got screwed.
Brian, in the NHL, when that resumes, there's a feeling like, okay, anyone can win this because the randomness of hockey makes it really fun in the postseason, and that kind of playoff intensity can bring out the best in average teams. I don't know if the same is true in the NBA, and I don't think that it is, but I do wonder if you expect some teams that might not be expected to make runs might surprise us. And if these playoffs in this sort of unusual setup, it could have a team that comes out of nowhere and challenges for either a conference title or the NBA title.
Yeah, so I'm Philadelphia is one that's on my hot list just because they were 29-2 at home. They were great. Ben Simmons is great when the fans get behind him. But he also really struggles managing games on the road. He just like doesn't call a good game, like a real pointer, like a Chris Paul or a Rondo or a LeBron James. Like those guys really do have a good pulse on the game. Ben Simmons he lacks that area of his game. But in this environment, so am I looking at Ben Simmons as the player on the road who really struggles, or am I looking at Ben Simmons the guy who really dominates at home and gets up and down and his physical dominance is absolutely push the Sixers through. So they're one team that stands out. Another team that stands out is Miami Heat. Think about it. Like the sexy word nowadays that every GM and coach and every players now talk about is culture. Culture this, culture that. We got to have the right culture. Well, the Miami Heat have culture. They've had culture for 20 years. And so far so that if you're miss a Zoom workout and you're on the Miami Heat, you don't get a call from the strength coach. You get a call from Pat Riley, and Pat Riley's like, what are you doing? And Pat Riley has proven in the past, if you're not about what we're about here, I will get rid of you, and I'll find someone else that's about what we're about. So the Miami Heat, who, if you listen to all the messages coming out of Miami, it is, man, I can't wait to do this. Where everyone's like, man, I'm not sure I want to go. I'm not sure I want to do this. I'm not sure I want to do that. Miami Heat's like, man, this is going to be great. I can't wait to get back to hooping. Man, I've been working out on the Zoom calls. I'm in the best shape. I feel rested. I feel ready to make a run. We feel like we can beat anybody. That's the messages coming out of Miami. So I keep my eye out on Miami and see how they play. And I just keep my eye out on Philly. As much of a disappointment they've been this season, this whole thing could change. Remember, they were 29-2 at home, which is a ridiculous record. So those are the two teams I'm really curious to see. Not necessarily the regular season when that ends, but when the playoffs start.
Brian, thanks a ton. We appreciate your time as always. Great stuff.
Thanks, Gal.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
That was Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine, co-host of Scal and Pals, an all-NBA podcast. And you can subscribe to Scal and Pals today wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.